Welcome to the 23 Minutes in Hell podcast, where author and speaker Bill Weiss and his wife Annette address the many questions and concerns that we all have about the topic of hell and eternity. Bill and Annette believe the subject of hell shouldn't grip us with fear, but instead should inspire us to invest the time we have left on earth wisely. Tune in for today's enlightening broadcast.
Thank you for joining my wife and I. Today we are sharing, You Come From God. Now the world will tell you that you came from an animal or from some unexplained explosion of who knows what. Well, if there was an explosion, who caused it?
Good point. And you know, Bill, when you type the phrase, where does life come from? This is the first explanation on Google. Quote, the origin of life is a result of a supernatural event. That is one irretrievably beyond the descriptive powers of physics, chemistry, and other science. Life, particularly simple forms, spontaneously and readily arises from non-living matter in short periods of time, today as in the past, quote.
Well, they got the supernatural part right. And how exactly does life come from something non-living?
Good point.
You know, and saying they admit supernatural, but they don't believe in a supernatural God.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if man came from the animal kingdom, then where did man get a conscience? In addition, why do most people worship a God even if their God differs from the one true God of the Bible? They do so because they have an awareness of a supreme being. The animals do not. Why? Because man is made in God's image and animals are not. If man doesn't worship a God, then he usually worships something else, such as money, power, material things, and even himself. Now, you will not see an animal do that. And this is also, you can look at Genesis 1:1, Genesis 1:26, John 8:9, Acts 24:16, Romans 1:20 through 21, Romans 2:15, 2 Corinthians 1:12, and many other verses that make this clear. Now, the separation from animals to humans is distinct and obvious, and it's seen in man's ability to love, his compassion, his reason, and his dominance on the planet. God gave man dominion on the earth, and he placed within the animal kingdom an innate need to fear man. And that's in Genesis 1:26 and Genesis 9:2. Now, why would they fear us if we came from their species? It is only because God said it would be so. There is such a vast difference between an ape and a man, and people choose to deny the obvious.
Isn't that the truth, Bill? And you know, where is the missing link? You don't see half ape, half man still here or anything to that effect, right?
Exactly.
You know, there cannot be design without a designer. And I love the example that the English theologian William Paley gave when he talked about the wristwatch example. And he said that common sense dictates that the complexity, the materials, and the obvious and purposeful and intricate design of the watch capable of measuring the precise passage of time led to the logical conclusion that there must be an intelligent, purposeful watchmaker.
Exactly. In other words, you wouldn't say that through the eons of time, as the winds blew and as the sand swept across the ground, that one day this beautiful watch began forming, and after millions of years, it became this perfectly made watch keeping perfect time. No, you would not think such a foolish thought. Well, the wrist that wears the watch is far more complex.
Yes, it is. And, you know, either you believe in God or you believe that it all happened by accident. And if the latter is your position, then nature dictates and there is no one to whom you have to give an account. You know, you'd be out there in the world as a person with no hope. You'll live with a void in your soul that cannot be filled with mere experiences or things. And you'll be left unsatisfied knowing deep down there is more to life than this material world.
So true. You know, but did you know that you came from God? You are special, unique, and created in God's image with a destiny and purpose for being here. But first, I want to say that God did not make you to simply exist, nor is he behind any harm or evil that was done to you. You know, when people reject God or pervert who God really is, they are capable of all sorts of evil. They harm one another.
That's a really good point to bring out, Bill. You know, so if you have bitterness or anger towards God because of any evil done to you, I just want to encourage you to watch also Bill's teaching video titled, Where Was God? On our YouTube channel, Bill Weiss TV. And also from our playlist, Living for Eternity, we do a series called Does God Test You? Which really gives you a lot of help and understanding into what's from God and what is not.
That's good. You know, let's look at just a few verses that describe what God does say about you. You were made in God's image, Genesis 1:26. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, Psalms 139:14. God loves you. God loved you enough to die for you when you were still rebelling against him in Romans 5:8. He is ready to forgive you and extend mercy to you, Psalms 86:5. He will adopt you into his family, Romans 8:15 and Ephesians 1:5. He has a good plan for your life, Jeremiah 29:11. He will never leave you, Hebrews 13:5. And nothing can separate you from God's love. That's in Romans 8:35 and Romans 8:37 through 39.
Those are great promises, Bill. You know, however, it takes a purposeful act on your part to experience the reality of those promises Bill just shared. It takes surrendering your life to Jesus Christ. And you can pray from your heart and ask him to forgive you of all your sin and mistakes. Believe on him and ask him to be your Lord and Savior. He will give you a new spirit, a new heart, and then you will be God's child. Surrender your life to him today. You will then finally begin to understand true love, acceptance, and that you are here by design, not by accident.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to subscribe, rate this program, and share it on social media outlets. To stay in touch with us and learn more about this ministry, consider checking out our resources at soulchoiceministries.org.